Today we are continuing our look at the transformative journey from simply believing in Christ to actively following and living according to his teachings as disciples of Christ. The early church in the book of Acts served as an example of not only what the church can be, but it also shows us how we as individuals should be striving to be. In Acts 2, 42 through 47, we get a peek into the heart of this early community of believers. This passage challenges us to move beyond believing and fully embrace the more committed and challenging path of following Christ's teachings. What does it mean to transition from believers in Christ to active disciples of Christ? How can this change help create a strong and dedicated community focused on the teachings of Christ? So listen as I read, or read along with me, in Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now in this passage, the early Christians come together to learn from the apostles, spend time together, share meals, and pray as a group. These activities were really important to them, and they helped shape their lives and their community. Luke, who is thought to be the writer of Acts, tells us about these activities to teach us what a real Christian community is like. This part of the story happens right after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit gave the apostles the power to speak boldly and clearly about the good news of Jesus. The believers in this passage were experiencing something new and radical. Their faith in Christ joined them together, and this togetherness was shown through how they lived together. They learned from the apostles' teachings, which helped them understand the truth of the gospel. They spent time together. They formed deep and real relationships. They shared meals and remembered Christ's sacrifice through communion. They made time for prayer and connecting with God. These practices aren't just old stories that worked back then. They show us how to live today. As believers, we should spend time reading the Bible. We should let it change how we think and act. We should let it show us how to live. We should build real relationships in our church and support each other. When we participate in communion, we remember that we're connected through Christ and his sacrifice. And we should make prayer an essential part of our lives, helping us get closer to God, helping us realize his plans for us. As we think about this passage, it's clear that the early believers were more than just listening to the apostles' teachings. They were actively involved in a lively community. They sold their belongings and shared the money with those in need, showing incredible kindness that stemmed from their love for Christ and for each other. This generosity wasn't forced or reluctant. It came naturally from their changed hearts. Being a Christian isn't just about our own salvation. Y'all, that's secured by God's grace. Instead, it's about using our time to follow Christ's agenda, not our own. We are called to step up and to respond to our calling every day and to live out our faith in practical ways that attract others to Christ. The kingdom of God needs each one of us to be active participants, not just onlookers. Our faith should be evident in our actions, words, and love for others. Becoming a faithful disciple of Jesus is a journey that starts with believing in Him as our Lord and Savior, but it doesn't stop there. It means continuously letting go of our own plans and seeking God's guidance in everything we do. It's about allowing the Holy Spirit to shape us, even when it's tough. As disciples, we're meant to live and support each other as a community, just like the early church did. Having a community like this is important for our own growth. We need each other to keep our faith strong, to help each other do the right thing, and to encourage acts of love and kindness. Just picture what our church could be if we fully embraced this vision. Think about a community where everyone is listening for and to the Holy Spirit and then following what he tells us to do. A church that is dedicated to learning and growing in their understanding of God's Word. Imagine a genuine fellowship that reflects Christ's love to the world. Imagine a community known for its extreme generosity where needs are taken care of and no one is left in need. Imagine a church where prayer is at the heart of everything we do. Y'all, this vision isn't just a nice idea. It's God's plan for His people. And it begins with each one of us committing to becoming true disciples, not just believers. It means stepping out of our comfort zones. It means being open with each other, not getting mad at each other because of that openness. It means prioritizing our time and resources for the kingdom. It means following Christ's agenda, not our own, and being willing to be used by Him in any way He sees fit. The early church grew quickly because their lives showed the truth of the gospel. They weren't just talking about Jesus, they were living out His teachings in such a way that it drew others to Him. Their community was attractive because it was different. It was marked by love, generosity, and a strong sense of purpose. Today, we have a great opportunity. Our world desperately needs communities that genuinely show the love and the kindness of Christ. People are looking for meaning, connection, and hope. And the good news is that we have the answer in the gospel, but we need to live it out in a convincing and life-changing way. We need to commit ourselves to this journey of learning and growing. Let's get to know the apostles' teachings, diving into the Bible and letting it shape our lives. Let's build strong, genuine relationships within our church community, sharing our lives, supporting each other. Let's be incredibly generous, helping those in need and using the resources that God has given us to bless others. And let's make prayer the foundation of everything we do, seeking God's guidance and power in every part of our lives. As we do these things, we will see our church change for the better. We will see lives transformed by the power of the gospel. We will see a community that reflects the love of Christ in a way that draws others to Him. This is the vision of the kingdom of God, a community of disciples living out their faith in a way that honors God and attracts others to Christ. Let's talk more about what it means to go from simply believing in something to truly living it out. Becoming a disciple of Jesus isn't just one simple action. It's about making deliberate choices and sticking to them. To become disciples of Christ, we need to understand the commitment it involves. Jesus himself talked about this and said that anyone who wants to follow him must put aside their own wishes and follow him no matter the cost. Following Christ is about letting him change us for the better. As Romans 12:2 says, we shouldn't just go along with what everyone else is doing, but we should change how we think, becoming more like Christ. This means learning from the Bible, thinking deeply about what it teaches, and letting God guide us from the inside out. It means being open to letting go of old ways of thinking and embracing the new life that Christ offers us. Being a disciple of Christ also means serving others. Jesus taught his followers that the most important among them should be the ones who help others the most. Our faith should make us want to help others and show them love. It's not just about doing good things, but about having a humble attitude and a real desire to help others, just like Christ did. And it's about doing these things to glorify God. When we help others, we show them Christ's love, and we help them get closer to him. Community plays a crucial role in discipleship. Hebrews 10:24-25 encourages us to not forsake gathering together, but to encourage one another. In a community, we find support, accountability, and encouragement. We share our struggles and our victories. We learn from each other, and we grow together. The early church in Acts exemplified this community life. They met daily. They shared meals. They prayed together. They supported one another. Their unity and love for each other was a powerful testimony to the world around them. Prayer is another essential aspect of discipleship. Through prayer, we communicate with God, we seek his guidance, and we align our hearts with his will. That last part is crucial. Many of us pray and many of us seek his guidance. But do we let go of self enough to align our hearts with his will? Prayer isn't just about asking for things. It's about building a relationship with God. It involves listening to him, worshiping him, interceding for others, and doing what he tells us to do. A life of prayer keeps us connected to God and dependent on his power. We also need to look at and consider the role of evangelism in discipleship. Jesus commissioned his disciples to go and make disciples of all the nations. This great commission is our mandate as well. Discipleship is not complete without sharing our faith and leading others to Christ. This doesn't mean that we all have to be evangelists in the traditional sense, but we are all called to be witnesses of Christ's love and truth in our daily lives. Our words, actions, and how we live influence others one way or the other. And it's up to us to decide whether our influence is going to draw people to Christ or push them away. And just so you know, while coming to church on Sunday morning is important for our development as a disciple. The act itself doesn't necessarily do much for our witness to others. If we truly want to be a positive witness for Christ in the world, our words, actions, and how we live matter. Are we doing what the Scripture tells us? Are we not doing what the Scripture tells us not to do? Are we doing what God reveals to us in places where the world sees us? As we grow in our faith and commitment to following God and becoming disciples, we will face difficulties and doubts. The journey of following God is not always smooth sailing. We will encounter obstacles, moments of feeling down, and we will face spiritual challenges. However, we can find comfort in the fact that we are not alone on this journey. God is with us, and He has given us the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. And additionally, we have the support of our fellow believers to motivate and to help us. This text in Acts encourages us to go beyond just believing and to fully commit to following God. It urges us to actively engage in God's work, using our time and our resources to live according to Christ's teachings and to bring others to Him. It demonstrates the impact of a community of believers bound together by their love for Christ and each other, showing their faith through their actions. Let's take this encouragement to heart. Let's dedicate ourselves to the journey of following God and becoming disciples of Jesus Christ. Let's allow Him to change us from the inside out. And let's be the kind of people and church that reflects the love and kindness of Christ, drawing others to Him and working to bring His kingdom here on earth. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the amazing example set by the early church, which was focused on following Your teachings, coming together, sharing meals, and praying. We admit that we often fall short of this ideal, and sometimes our faith becomes passive and self-centered. God, we ask You to change us from just believing in Jesus to truly following Him. Help us to be passionate about reading Your Word, loving one another, and caring for those who don't know You yet. Father, guide us to build deep, genuine relationships within our church community. Show us how to be generous with what You have given us by helping others in need and sharing our blessings. Father, let prayer be at the center of everything we do. Let us seek Your direction and strength in every part of our lives. Use us, dear God, to show Your love and kindness to the world around us. May our lives be a strong testimony to the truth of the gospel, and may it bring others to You, helping us to spread Your kingdom on earth. We ask all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.